Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are Chris Evans and Selena Gomez secretly dating? The new clue making fans lose their minds. Plus, the star getting accused of cheating on his wife.
It's gonna get good.
And
they would write that I had an eating disorder and all of these horrible things.
Grease star Ellen Pompeo gets real about all that drama.
If someone's out to get you, you have to be really good to outrun them.
Welcome to Daily Pop. Get ready for some A-list stars, some serious drama. We've got cheating accusations, hookup rumors, and even an exorcism. Uh-oh. My girl Lonnie is back with a pop, which means she is ready. And Cynthia Bailey.
Cynthia! With the sparkles.
Right? Well, with she better sparkles. Bring some light, honey, because she had a night last night. We're going to get to that a little bit later.
The shade.
But do you all remember the fight between Tammy and David on the Real World back in 1993? It is one of the most memorable moments in reality TV history.
Yep.
Well, now it's coming back to haunt everybody in the Real World Homecoming Los Angeles. Watch this.
It was not funny.
Are you serious?
David's falling off the rails.
Y'all look like y'all was having a meeting.
I'll apologize. I know it doesn't mean anything.
I'm not even going to hit you. You about to piss me off.
I'm still scared for that young man right now.
I'm looking at you in your face, and I'm telling you what I was dealing with.
Everybody leave me the alone.
You may have to come over to this house.
David!
Do they want to do this?
Find out what happens
when people stop being polite
and start getting real.
Child, Tammy knew things are gonna get heated, honey. She had her cousin from Philadelphia staying in the hotel around the corner just in case some shit popped off. Could you go back and relive a traumatic moment like this?
For me, you know, as a reality star, I mean, this was the beginning of reality TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
If there was no Real World, there would be no Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of here for it. Like, I mean, they're grown now. You know what I'm saying? They all went, well, most of them, I think, went on to be, you know, very accomplished. They've done very well for themselves. I'm friends with Tammy. She's killing it.
Killing it.
I think I can
tell
you.
Tammy is the only one that's killing it from that group, really.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, be honest. Come on. Let's be honest.
It's true.
This Thursday morning.
It's true.
This Thursday morning.
How many times have you gotten a fight with somebody and after the second day goes by, you said, damn, I wish I could have said this? Because when you're in the moment and you're living it, you don't have the words to articulate what's been happening.
Right.
This woman had 30 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
30 long years.
30 long years.
To process.
To process. Uh-huh.
This sh-
And you can tell on her face in that trailer, you can tell it's that's 30 years.
Yeah.
Cause she's like, I told you,
okay.
I love me some Tammy.
Me too.
She had the bonnet back then.
She had the bonnet back then.
She
Full circle moment.
Full circle moment. You know what I mean? So it's like, this is going to be hot. It's mm-hmm. going to be something that we want to see. You know, Los Angeles was always kind of mm-hmm. wanky with that whole mm-hmm. Real World Los mm-hmm. Angeles show because it was really groundbreaking. Because Tammy actually revealed her abortion. It was a lot of stuff
was
that was happening back then. So I am interested. I can't wait to see this, you know, to see what happens.
And I hope they keep that same energy that they did back then.
Oh, they got the same energy.
I always felt like I was seeing things I wasn't supposed to see. see on the real world.
Oh, like, for sure. Especially back then, too. Yes. Well, you guys, you don't have to wait much longer because The Real World Los Angeles premieres on Paramount Plus Homecoming November 24th. Woo. It's going to be crazy.
Hot.
Now, Tammy is also getting social fired up over something else. She posted this hypothetical situation. If you met the perfect mate, then they ask you to be in a relationship with two other women, all bills paid, plus a stipend, and only Tuesdays and Thursdays are your relationship days. Would you share? Lonnie, go first.
That's not my perfect relationship, but there's a lot of people with that type of relationship. They don't know they in that relationship.
Say it again.
And they ain't getting $2,500. It's like they just in it.
For me, right. You know?
But for me personally, that's not the perfect relationship for me. I all this sharing and body fluids and all this. Too much. No.
Too much.
I can make my own $2,500. See, when you make
your own money,
you ain't got to, you know, come up with these terms and conditions and all this other kind of stuff. No, honey. No.
Okay.
It is one D and it's going to be mine.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, it's a hard no for Lonnie.
Is it a hard
no
for you?
I have to agree with Lonnie. You know, I am a very generous giving person, but the one thing I don't want to share is my man.
Yeah.
And as a boss, as someone to Lonnie's point that has their own money, I don't need to.
Exactly.
I got my own. That's why I work hard every day.
Now, what about you, Justin?
Yes, you sound like you may be on the other side.
I like terms and conditions. I like things in black and in white, okay? I'm also the type of person who likes a challenge, so my ass would try, at least I would try this on for size. Because let me say this, all right? Because if you're going to tell me that this is our terms and agreement, I just want you also to read the fine print.
Okay.
Because I might be waiting for your ass in a little Savage Fenty on Tuesday, Thursday, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and on the Sabbath, a bitch going to be out in these streets, okay? I'm going to be living my other life with my other terms and conditions.
Okay.
So I think, why knock it until you try it?
But if they put on that you can't be on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays with somebody else.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Am I living like Kate Middleton or am I living like Kate plus eight?
Okay.
Let me see what's happening. Because I can have some fun on Tuesday, Thursdays. Like, if I know I'm gonna be watching Law and Order with my cats, you know, 4 days a week, and I only gotta entertain your ass 2 days a week, I'm good. And what happens is when you wanna come back on Friday for some more yum yum, it's extra.
That's overtime.
Too much.
That's overtime.
Well, we're going to keep it in the social fear because somebody else is putting somebody else on blast. Yoan Griffith's estranged wife, Alice Evans, is putting him out there.
Woo.
She's accusing him of having a 3-year affair that destroyed their marriage. It happened after Yoan posted a photo with his new lady, Bianca, writing, "Thank you for making me smile again."
Oh.
Well, Alice had time and she also had Wi-Fi because she posted. So it turns out that my husband, after 2 years of telling me I'm a bad person and I'm not exciting and he no longer wants to have sex with me and he just wants to be on set abroad, has been in a relationship for 3 years behind all our backs. Now, Yoan then filed for divorce 7 months ago, and Yoan and Bianca haven't responded. We've reached out to everybody. No one's saying anything. If you thought your man was cheating, would you put him on blast like this?
Absolutely. And let me be clear. I'm not even that girl. Like, I don't even go to social media for that. Like, I really try to use my social media for good. Like, I really do. I'm not the blast kind of girl, but I would put him on blast in real life, first of all, at the house.
Yeah.
And then I would take it to social media. And this wouldn't even be about me, per se, at this point. I would just do it for all the women out there that could be in a situation like this 3 years. Do you know who are you living with for 3 years? That's 3 years worth of lies, 3 years worth of cheating. I mean, that's a lot. I would have to put that.
I mean, when people are hurt, I think people do things. Hurt people.
They do.
Do hurtful things. Right. And this was very hurtful to her. If I had kids, I wouldn't do it because it's their father.
Thank you.
I wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. I would just, you know, handle it.
Thank you.
You know, behind closed doors. But if we don't have no kids and he did this to me, believe me, I'm letting everybody know if James did this.
100%.
James the painter.
100%.
Well, how old are
the kids? Let me let you know something.
If the kids are grown, it's on blast. And if they're small and they're like, oh, daddy.
Right, right.
Maybe I wouldn't go in so hard, but if they, my kids are grown.
If they're grown enough to understand what happened, like, they're grown enough to understand this.
Light that ass up.
I'm on Lonnie's side in the situation when it comes to the kids. I also tell people, don't react until that settlement is signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yes.
Because you never know what your judge
Money.
Went through.
Right.
If your judge went through something similar, that's fine. There is another part of this that I find very disturbing. Can you scroll back down to that tweet? I want to make sure I get that right.
Oh, what is it? Get it right.
So Justin. She tweeted out, keep on going. Keep on going. Yes, she tweeted out, Bianca Wallace seems to be the person he has been in a relationship with for over 3 years. Mm. If you don't know and can't say definitely, and you have to use seems to be, you are creating more of a mess for this other woman if she wasn't the other woman. So you gotta be real careful because I know a lot of Hollywood wives out there. I know Kevin Hart's ex-wife, Tori, I know she's your girl, but she was blaming his new wife of being the side chick. And the new wife was like, no, honey, there were four others. It was not me. I was not one of the four.
That was a mess anyway.
And that was a mess anyway, but I'm saying you can't go out there and say, well, my husband definitely did X, Y, and Z if you don't know
which
the facts.
You gotta have your facts. Definitely before you put it out there into the world. You
have
need your
the
receipts.
Facts. Don't, I say facts, don't put no names.
All of that, exactly.
You can, if you want to be mad, be mad, but don't be putting out no names. And why is it that we always blaming the woman?
I was getting ready to say that.
Thank you.
Why are we making it about the woman?
Thank you.
It all goes back to the man.
Keep it on that good teeth, nice, beautiful eyes, perfect forehead shape. Put it on him.
Yes.
He is kind of cute.
Stop blaming these women. Blame the man.
Blame the man.
Okay.
And look, in conclusion, say what my grandmother used to say. Don't just spill the tea immediately. Crock pot the beef. Let it simmer.
On,
get all the vegetables nice and sauteed. Let the juices come out.
Come
and
on,
then
man.
Serve his ass.
Okay.
Coming up, Nene and Cynthia are back at it again, and we're getting her side of the story. Plus, what would you do if your kid accidentally went live on Instagram showing you naked? Lonnie won't have anything to say about that because she said it's closed shop, honey. We're going to get into it. She ain't having no bag.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, you guys. We got to talk about Cynthia's Real Housewives of Atlanta co-star Nene Leakes. She called Cynthia out during her Instagram Live saying you weren't there for her after her husband died. Now, before you say anything, let's check out this clip captured by the Neighborhood Talk.
No. A lot of people expect that. No. She didn't even come to the repast. She did come like a week later after everything was done. She came by my lounge. It's really hard to explain housewives. It's almost like a dysfunctional family. But they all reached out. They all sent flowers or something. Actually, I was surprised because the first set of flowers I got was a bouquet from like all the housewives. Like they went in together. I'm like, why do y'all need to go in together and buy some damn flowers? Like, you know, it's all of y'all work. You don't need to just, let's go in together and buy $200 worth of flowers. Like, you can spend your own $200.
Nene was doing a radio show at V103 Atlanta during that IG Live. What were your first reactions when you saw this? Because I know a lot of people were sending it your way.
I was honestly surprised. I actually found out when I left here yesterday. And let me just say this first. I know that Nene is still mourning the loss of her husband.
Yes.
And you can't tell people how to mourn. However, I do think that, you know, speaking for myself, I came with the best of intentions. I was not able to make it to Grit Celebration, but it was my mission in life to make sure I connected with Nene once I went back to Atlanta. Yeah. And I did. And the reason I think I was so surprised is because when we did connect, for me, it was even better than even if I had gone to the celebration because I got to spend some real
time with her, one-on-one. We'd laugh, we'd drink, we smoked hookah, we danced. I was like, this is the way it was supposed to be, because I felt like I had at least reconnected with my old friend on just a respectful level.
Yeah.
And that's why I was there. I'm very clear that we're not friends any longer. But in the spirit of the beloved Greg Leitz, I wanted to go and sit with my old friend. And that's what I did.
And that's one of the stages of grief. One of the stages is anger. And I think that that is probably what's happening, that people tend to lash out and when you're asked a certain question. And so I just think that we just have to give her grace.
Okay.
And space.
Mm-hmm. And space. And just, you know, I mean, people are going to say certain things. People are going to, mm-hmm. you know, make assumptions. You know, you have a right to handle your friendship just like she has a right to handle her friendship.
Yes.
And, you know, you could have not sent anything. You know, I saw the flowers. The flowers was nice.
Right.
And let me just speak on that really quickly. And I agree with what you're saying 100%. And I appreciate you saying that, because I really had to think about that. I was like, wait, you know, because at first I was like really hurt, because I was like, dang, I thought we had kind of, you know, turned the corner on this thing. Mm-hmm. But I said, wait a minute, this woman just lost her husband. In terms of the flowers, we all came together because we thought, like, I was going to send flowers. Everybody was going to send flowers. We don't have a problem sending flowers. That was not even the point. And really is almost embarrassing to even address the whole flower
situation. The money
thing. But since she put it out there, I'm going to address it. Okay? We actually thought that it would be more impactful, you know.
As a group.
As a group to say, hey, we actually took time to come together and try to, like, figure out this whole flower situation. Because anybody can call 1-800-FLOWERS
100%.
And send flowers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I thought she would be like, oh, my God, they went and figured this out. And Marlo was gracious enough to, you know, take the lead on it. She was like, I'm going to pick out the best flowers. And y'all know Marlo is over the top. So I was like, these flowers will be banging.
Right?
They will be way better than any flowers I was going to send. So Marlo, you take the flowers. Tell me how much to Cash App you. Let's go. She's going to be blown away. And NeNe loves flowers. We really... And this was like right when we found out. It was like, we have to do something. So it was like a united front on our part. Be clear, the people that sent those flowers were not... None of us were in a great place with her. But we still wanted to do something because it wasn't about her. It was about Greg.
100%.
It was out of respect for Greg.
Again, I feel bad for everybody involved. And like you said, you can't tell people how to mourn. And I think you're right. And I know your intentions were in the right place. And
100%.
As long as you know that, I think we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. And I don't even actually have to talk about this anymore. Like, I just decided after, you know, because I had like a little false hope after we got together. I was like, okay, you know what? We can live in this respectful place. When I see her, it's cool. As a matter of fact, when I left the lounge, which I pretty much helped close down, you know, the next day, you know, we were texting, like, you know, she said she might be coming in. You know, we may have dinner or whatever. I was like, okay, you know, I can sit with my old friend and have a cocktail and a crab cake. I can do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is just, it was positive.
Yeah.
And then when this happened, it was like, okay. So I've pretty much decided after this interview, I'm just going to
speak on anything. The one thing I know about NeNe, she's a good person. I just think, like I said, it's right now, it's a stage of grief.
Right.
And she'll come back. She'll come back around.
Well, so we're going to keep her in prayer.
We're going to keep her
in
prayer.
Keep her in prayer, y'all. Well, speaking of coming back around, Mike, the Situation is back. And he's talking his People's Choice nomination, why he's facing off with Snooki. And we're getting an update on that life with baby.
That boo-boo.
That baby cute ball.
He's so cute.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We have a situation up in here. Jersey Shore Family Vacation star Mike Sorrentino is nominated for two People's Choice Awards, and he joins us now.
That's my friend. You know, we did Worst Cooks in America together. My castmate.
Oh,
hi,
definitely.
Mike.
Who was the worst cook?
What's up? We was killing the game.
Yeah, we was killing it.
Well, speaking of killing a game, how did you celebrate last night with two PCA nominations?
Oh, I was hyped, man. We definitely have a very grateful situation. Obviously, the streets are talking, and I'm very appreciative of the support. And we got a really awesome story with Jersey Shore Family Vacation, and the comeback is always greater than the setback. So I'm very excited to be a part of these nominations.
You know, Mike, Snooki was nominated too. Do you think you two have what it takes to, you think you got what it takes to be Snooki?
You know what? Either one of us should be able to take home that win for the Jersey squad, and that will be a win for the family at the end of the day. We'll take it home to MTV together.
Oh, that's right.
I love that you guys are a family. Mm-hmm. I also love your T-shirt. The comeback is always greater than the setback. I wonder, do you ever just look back on your life and think, damn, I cannot believe I got through that?
Yes.
Yeah, the last couple years have definitely been tough, but those positive affirmations have really, you know, helped me, you know, push through. You know, the comeback is greater than the setback. We didn't come this far just to come this far. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. And I really have an unbelievable life story, and hence why we got nominated for People's Choice. The streets are behind us, so yeah. I'm happy to be a part of these, like I said, nominations, and that's really it. I mean, whoever takes home the win is cool, but it's cool, to, like I said, to be nominated.
You know, Justin, what you see right now, that's Mike.
That's a man.
I spent 2 months with this man. He never changed. The sweetest person. I'm glad to see how his life has turned around. And yeah. Don't forget, Mike, your anniversary is coming up on Monday.
Don't forget
it. How are you and Lauren celebrating?
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you said that because, me and my wife, our anniversary is on November 1st. It's our third year of a happy, healthy marriage, which is really just amazing, which Jersey Shore Family Vacation has been documenting pretty much my life story. And we just gave birth to, or my wife did, to our first baby boy, which is Romeo. So now I'm a dad, which is amazing. My biggest flex today.
Can I tell you, I follow them on IG. Romeo has the best personality, the best pictures, and the little thing that's on his head. Do you do his hair or Lauren?
Yeah.
Or Lauren?
No, you know what? My wife does his hair, but now I do his hair as well. You know, we put it in like a little bit of a mohawk. He's going to be Jack for Halloween from The Incredibles. So it's really adorable. I can't wait.
Now, look, I know it's your anniversary, and I know baby time can mess up that bedroom time. Have y'all gotten back in the sheets yet?
We definitely have. At the same time, we're also talking about a second baby. Romeo is such a good baby.
No.
And we would love to also, you know, make the family a little bigger and give him a brother or a sister. So we're starting to talk about that as well. And I'm very excited about that right now. Things are going good. We're living our best life.
Mike, can I be real with you for a minute? I'm surprised you only got one kid. I mean, I've seen that smush room. That smush room was getting used both on and off the camera on Jersey Shore. I'm surprised you only got one baby.
No, you know what? I would like to shoot for three. Hopefully, maybe two boys and a girl. You never know, but we'll see, you know.
You would be a great girl, Dad. Oh,
yes,
I could just see that.
He would.
Oh, I can't wait. And plus, in December, I'm going to be 6 years clean and sober. So that is a huge, huge milestone for me. It's just amazing. And for me to get that nomination, being sober and being a new Mike, this one's very sweet for me.
Mike, can I ask you something on a serious note? I've been reading statistics of people who have relapsed during COVID and how talk about temptation because of the stress and the isolation. Was there a time during COVID where you were like, damn, this is hard right now?
Yeah.
Not really, because I feel like I've turned the corner. I feel like I found the secret to my success. I found my best version of me, and I'm on the path of self-improvement, and that's a lifelong journey. And it has been really rewarding thus far. Like I said, I'm going across 6 years sober, 3 years of a successful marriage. And we're really killing it with Jersey Shore Family Vacation. We're back at the top with the cream of the crop. So it's a really, really good story, and I'm not going to change that recipe.
Man. I'm so proud of him. And you know what? Romeo loves you. We all love you at E.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today, Mike.
We love you, Mike.
Thanks, guys. I love you guys.
You guys, you can vote for Mike by going to vote.
Thank you again. Have a good day, guys.
Have a good one. You can vote at PCA.com. And you can also see who wins when the People's Choice Awards airs Tuesday, December 7th at 9 p.m. on NBC and on E! And who would have ever thought Mike would have been, like, turned out to be the man of everybody's dreams?
You can turn your life around. You can turn your life around.
Damn, I know a bunch of girls in Jersey are just kicking themselves. Coming up, Jodie Sweetin joins us live. This celebrity she thinks could use an exorcism.
Uh-oh.
But first, Ellen Pompeo says it's tough being a boss. What she told us about having a target on her back, that is next. He is so... What's the secret to being a supermodel, you ask? Well, Bella Hadid's got a sexy new campaign, and here's what we uncovered when we looked inside her bag.
Oh.
Can we empty your bag? We're gonna go inside Bella Hadid's Michael Kors.
It's heavy. A lot of stuff in here.
Legit small child in here.
This is a very, very old phone. I'd never got like the 12 or the 13. I just have this. This is a book that I just started. You know, I'm a lover. I can't help it. So anything that pretty much has love in the title, I'm going to read. My brother like brings tears to my eyes. He's like the most amazing man. But he let me have his protection crystal over the weekend.
Wow.
And I was able to just keep it with me. And it was just nice to have a piece of...
And it protected you? You know,
it did. It helped me a lot with my anxiety. You know, I have all my crystal bracelets I wear every day. This is my Dior, you know.
Great compact.
Great compact, great highlighter. We love it. Passport. Never leave home without it. I always have skin stuff, so like makeup wipes. This.
I'm sorry, people at home who are watching this with the family audience.
This is a face roller. This is to help with lymph drainage. It's to help with, you know, blood circulation in your face. Don't look at me, I know what you're thinking.
I was waiting for like a wad of cash to pop out.
I know.
Right?
Just no, like she don't need that.
It's a bunch of cash.
No, credit cards, that's what I thought.
Well, sometimes our producers need a little more coffee. Ooh. I'm going to read this tease exactly how it was written for me today.
Okay.
Ellen Pompeo has been on Grey's Anatomy for nearly 2 decades. She told Justin about being a badass on set and how she got through some of the lowest points in her life.
I was offered an opportunity that I just cannot turn down.
Well, what is it?
It's an opportunity that I cannot turn down. And I'll stay on as chief of general surgery, but I do have to give up the residence. It would not be fair to them.
I feel like whenever we hear about boss women, you were kind of sort of the first person to kind of sort of put your foot down and say, no, this is how I'm going to run my set. This is how this is going to go. How did you find that inner confidence to be that woman?
Well, I think confidence comes with age, certainly. I definitely didn't have this kind of confidence when I was in my 20s or 30s, you know, or even 40s.
And I don't like this line of questioning. Thank you for the coffee.
Of course I have confidence on that set because I've spent the last 20 years there, right? And I've seen every situation go down. And I've been on the receiving end, I've been on the tail end. I've been at every end you can be of any conflict or any celebration or anything that's happened on Grace. I've been there for.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of wisdom. I'm not as confident anywhere else. Like
I don't believe it.
Because there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance, right? I don't ever want to appear arrogant. And as it is, women who are confident, women who make a lot of money, and women who speak their mind, there's a giant target.
Breach.
You know, Lizzo talks about it, Cardi B talks about it.
Get me Meredith Grey.
A lot of co-stars, you know, get caught up in the paparazzi and the fandom. And, you know, they realized they were mad at each other because all of the headlines were pitting them against each other. How did you and Kate not do that?
The tabloid media is always going to assault women, attack women, and pit women against each other. I'm happy to see the body shaming go away. I remember when I was young and, you know, on Grace, that people used to always comment on how thin I was, and they would write that I had an eating disorder and all of these horrible things. And I thought, these poor girls who look up to me think that I'm this thin because I don't eat, so then they're not going to eat. And it's just, you know, the media can, you know, can be pretty nasty.
As a gay man, I'm happy the outing has ended. Because there was a long period of time where everyone was trying to out people. you know? And you guys experienced it firsthand, which must have been so traumatizing, you know, to be around somebody who was afraid.
Yeah, it's you know, the media is challenging waters to navigate. And it's, you know, if someone's out to shoot you in the back, you got to run really fast. Mm-hmm. And you have to bob and weave and duck and move. And if someone's out to get you, you have to be really good to outrun them. And so, you know, we're not always that lucky, but it's definitely, you know, it's a skill.
Damn, I love Ellen Pompeo.
You get all the info.
Oh, when I'm at my house, it's two girlfriends talking on a couch.
Ooh, that was a great interview. I love when she said that there is a fine line between confidence and arrogance with women.
Ain't that right?
Put industry. That on my tombstone. Mm. Okay. Grey's Anatomy airs Thursdays on ABC. After the break, Fuller House star Jodie Sweetin is here. We're talking ghosts, exorcisms, and all things supernatural. She is freaking us the F out next.
Give me some coffee.
Right?
Hey, Meta, does it say where exactly?
Oh!
What was that?
Get down here!
Is that the smart thing to do, Jody?
Well, it's sure shit not going by myself.
Girl, you don't go where the sounds are. You don't keep going. You stop and you U-turn.
Are you okay down there?
Yeah, we're good. But I'm not.
She should have asked that question before Jody signed on to do this show. Please welcome Jody Sweetin, everybody. Who would ever volunteer for this?
I'm crazy like that. Little known fact about me, I post about it every once in a while. I love this stuff. I love the supernatural. I love weird ghost hunting. I've done it with my friends before, like not for cameras, just for fun, like an all-night thing. I have gone to the Hotel Cecil. I've not gotten in, but I have gone there. Like, I love this
stuff.
This
is your thing.
Yes. Oh, it is. Totally, yes, my thing.
It is very intriguing, I have to say. I'm kind of with you on it.
It's really cool. And, like, I'm a scientific person, so I'm always asking a lot of questions of, like, could it really be this or that?
Oh, you're that girl.
I'm that person. That I don't want to blindly believe, but I also think that there's definitely things that we can't see.
I agree.
So I'm open-minded.
Yeah.
And also like to scare myself.
Have you had any supernatural experiences?
I mean, I have. I'm not kidding. Like, this definitely, there were moments during Celebrity Exorcism that we felt and heard and saw some things. It was pretty crazy.
Like what? Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
I'm too scared to even ask a question. I'm like.
the scene that we're looking at right now, which was at the Rosenheim Mansion. That basement was, I can't. I don't even know that I can put into words like that, the sense of oppressive energy and like what you would hear down there. there's not really words to describe it.
Right.
I can't, and I it sounds ridiculous, but I'm not kidding.
No.
I'm from Louisiana. Does,
yeah. Okay.
Then, we're from the South.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
We know what's up.
Yeah.
My only fear with this, because I would want to do this for money as well. I would, to me.
I do it for free.
You know what? I would do it for money. I'm not going to do it for free, but I would do it for money. My only fear would be that something would follow me home.
Right.
Am I right?
Right. Yes. Right. And actually, Shar and Meta were both very, very concerned about that. Rachel Stavis, that we worked with, who does all of the like supernatural energy work and exorcism and all that. She has a whole technique that she uses to, you know, cleanse energy and spaces and people before they leave and all that kind of stuff. So we felt pretty secure. But yeah, it was definitely like, particularly at the last location, because it was
a lot.
A little creepy.
Yeah, I feel like I lived in a haunted house at one point. I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah, it's called your first marriage, honey. It's called your first marriage.
Stop with the shade. No, seriously, I lived in an older house, and I think someone had died in that house, and we actually found out about that later. And it would always be this energy in the basement going on all the time, and these noises. It was really scary. It's like a real thing. I wish I'd known you.
They like cold.
And I have been places before where I have walked through a room and gotten a sudden like cold that I took a step back to be like, okay, where's the vent? And it's not there anymore. And I could not warm up, like a bone chilling cold.
So you worked on The View.
Feel it.
No, wrong one. No.
My producer told me that you use a spirit board.
Yes, what, we did.
Is it a Ouija board?
It's a Ouija board. Oh. It's a Ouija board, but she calls it a spirit board. Rachel has one of her own that is, it's actually, it was a beautiful piece of art, hand-carved and all this stuff. But we did use that a little bit. And Shar Jackson, who I was with, and, mm-hmm. and Meta World Peace, who we had so much fun together. Like, we were ridiculous. Ridiculous.
The fact that you have two black co-hosts is a surprise, because black folks...
We don't fool with ghosts.
We don't fool with that. Right. We will pretend like we don't hear anything. Right.
It's like a ghost in the yeah. house.
Oh, yeah. No.
That was Meta the whole time. We'd be, like, doing something, and he was like, nah, I don't get it, or whatever. And then, like, 10 minutes later, he'd be like, okay, so, like, when it went to Q, like, actually, that was my dead sister. And you're like, what, dude? Right. What do you mean? He's like, I just didn't want to say anything because, like, I didn't want to make it weird. And you're like, it's already weird. It's right. already weird.
It's already
we're
weird.
Okay. We're weird. You got to say something.
I have yeah. to ask. So, after all of this.
Yes.
Do you truly, do you really believe in ghosts? Because I do.
I do. I do.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe that people get stuck on this side of the realm and don't know how to move on. Mm-hmm. I've had some really crazy experiences mm-hmm. with people who don't know that they're supposed to get into the light.
Right.
And I've had a medium come to my house
no.
and help that person, like, go the next route. I don't believe that they are here to harm us.
Right.
I think they're trying to communicate. And they, it's right. like going up to a dog
right.
and going the wrong, like trying to pet it, but it
exactly.
feels, yeah, right. that's what I
and
feel
you
like.
Know, right. One thing I loved about doing this show too was Rachel kind of explained a lot of stuff about, you know, what she does and sort of the different energies and how there are, like, there are spirits and those are usually pretty benign and there's good ones, there's helpful ones that you actually, that work with you. And then there's this, but then there's entities and those, the entities are like the, basically just sort of black holes Ooh. Of really, really awful dark energy.
Oh.
And that tends to be in places that are, like, have a lot of trauma mm-hmm. attached to them. Mm-hmm. Be in that energy. It's just like this vacuum sort of
wow.
that sticks in there. Yeah. So wow. it was really fun, really interesting. I like to have an open mind. I love to be scared. And it was kind of the perfect thing for Halloween. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I got a few entities in my life. You're going to have to give me Rachel's number to get those holes sucked up. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jody. We
Absolutely.
Really appreciate you. And Celebrity Exorcism is streaming now on Tubi. I've seen 2 episodes. It is insane, you guys. Check it out. Coming up, we've got some breaking news. Real Housewife Dorit Kimsley was robbed at her home last night. We will tell you everything we know. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Daily Pop. We are following a breaking story. According to the Daily Mail, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Dorit Kimsley was held at gunpoint and robbed last night during an invasion at her home. It sounds like a really scary situation. LAPD has confirmed an incident occurred and that 3 suspects took some of her belongings. We will keep you posted as this all develops.
It's very scary.
Very scary.
It's a very scary situation.
Worst
and if
nightmare.
The details are true, what a traumatic thing to go through. And I want to remind everybody, please be respectful. Yes, it is freedom of speech. But do not.
Yes.
Whatever you do, don't treat Dorit the way you treated Kim when her robbery first happened.
Yeah.
Please. Mm-hmm. She Definitely. Is a friend of mine. I know how traumatic this could be, talking to Kim's family, talking to Kyle about what happened to her at her own home. So please be respectful.
Well said.
Olivia Munn is opening up about facing her worst critics, the voices inside her own head. Her new movie, Violet, also deals with this, and things almost got too real for her.
I just don't feel like I'm on top of things.
It's a constant barrage of thoughts. A lot of it is regret. A lot of it is, why was I so scared? Especially when I first got into the public eye, there's a lot of criticism on, you know, how I looked, my ethnicity.
Soon-to-be mom Olivia Munn is looking back on the early days of her career and the challenges she faced.
There was a lot of, okay, what can I do to blend in? What can I do to be accepted? If I could just look like this, if I could just wear this dress, if I could get these shoes, what do I need to just be invisible enough so that I'm not a target? And when that is a fear-based decision, that comes in, then you start to think, you're stupid, you suck, you know, you don't deserve anything good that's going to happen to you.
You're fat, your hair is gross. You're a baby, you smile, don't be a bitch. There, don't you feel better now?
Her new movie, Violet, hits close to home, not only for Olivia, but also for director Justine Bateman.
There were some people in my lives where I was like,
wow, I wish I could be like that. Like, they seem really confident. They don't seem like they're making fear-based decisions. And I thought you just had to be born one way or the other.
The time that we filmed, it was really tough time for me. It was an exhausting shoot. The content was really eroding things inside of me that I had really worked hard to suppress. And I'd also just been in a tough place emotionally and like health-wise. And I do put on a braver face and try to present well, but I struggle with highs and lows.
You know, the committee in your head that tells you that you're a terrible person, just never really noticed it before.
But filming the love scenes with co-star Luke Bracey helped her.
Even though they're uncomfortable scenes when you are doing these like really intimate sex scenes in the middle of a crew, I was already going through so much in my head that I did feel outside of my own body. That these moments with Luke when we touched, no matter how small or how big they were, helped me get back into my own body.
Violet is in select theaters tomorrow and on demand November 9th. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop. If you met the love of your life, but staying together meant you had to give up everything, would you do it? Princess Meiko of Japan went for it. She gave up her royal title so she could marry her college sweetheart. Lonnie, would you do this?
No, I wouldn't. I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, they're calling them the Japanese Meghan and Harry because she gave up her status. But this is my thing. Remember coming to America?
Yeah. Too?
And remember what Eddie Murphy did? He ended up changing the rules. Her daddy is the crown prince. I would have been like, no, daddy, you changed the rules so that I could still keep my royal status. That's what I would have fought for.
Okay,
that.
That's
because the men don't, if they can marry a commoner, and then they can still keep their royal status. For the women, they don't do that. And I think that it should be a fight for that, to
change
keep
the
that.
Rules.
But by the way, you look, come on, Lonnie, you know, you went to public school. You know the people who fight at school every day and act a fool because they want to leave the school? Like, this woman was looking for her parachute. She wanted out. She was looking for her Harriet Tubman to take her ass to freedom.
If you looked at the ceremony after when she was leaving the royal household, it was very emotional. As a matter of fact, her sister, you know, as she was leaving, they were bowing, and then her sister hugged her. She broke formalities. And that lets me know that this was very emotional. It took 4 years for this marriage to happen. They wouldn't even give them a marriage. It was a news conference. Mm-hmm. That's just how bad it is. And they're still kind of protesting it in Japan because they're wondering, well, who's going to pay for them in, you know, in New York? But my thing is, sit, fight. Because that is your birthright. If they're letting the men do it, right. It's a new day. They need to let the women do
it. Sometimes I don't want to do it, though. What you think?
I love what Lonnie's saying. I agree with her. If they can have, you know, if the women can have the same rights as the men, then I think that's great. Otherwise, I was going to say, before you broke it all down for me, that, you know, I'm a lover of love. I'm a Pisces. Like, I just want to be, you know, I am fortunate enough to just be completely head over heels in love with my husband. And it's a beautiful thing. I could live with Mike in the Taj Mahal, and we could be in a little tent underneath the freeway, honey.
Bitch, as long as I'm with my Mike was broke.
It's not true. I love my man. I would live with him anywhere.
That's love.
Okay, true love.
She more loving than me.
I gotta see that bathroom. I gotta make sure everything is cute.
Chill. Okay, 10-10-20. Thank you.
Everybody's like, oh my God, she's moving to New York. She's giving up the palace. Let's be real, y'all. Princess Meiko parents ain't gonna make her live like rent, honey. She won't be living in a studio with seven people. It ain't happening. But, you know, I get it. I totally get it. I just truly believe, like I've said about Prince Harry, sometimes it's not about fighting for the formality. It's about getting out and having freedom and being in a space where you feel like the most yourself.
Right.
Princess Meiko knows she wouldn't go be queen one day. She was like, deuces.
Never know. Never know.
Well, a lady Princess knows Meiko. Next time I'm in New York, I'm going to call you and we can talk about it. Tomorrow, you do not want to miss Daily Pop, so set your DVR. It's our Halloween spectacular. We got creepy cocktails, puppies, costumes. Need I say more? We will see you tomorrow.
Bye.